You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. It is time again for the Interfaith Cash and Coat Drive to feed and clothe our less fortunate neighbors here in Tuolumne County. And due to COVID, there are a few changes this year. You can take your cash donation and coats directly to Interfaith, which is located on Stryker Court in Sonora. Volunteers will greet you through Friday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. And if you'd rather donate monetarily online, you can go to interfaithsonora.com and use PayPal or credit cards. Or you can even mail your pledges to Box 5070, Sonora, 95370. But joining us on the telephone this morning is our newsmaker of the day. She is the Interfaith Executive Director, Kathy Peacock. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mark. Sure nice to talk to you.
No kidding. It's nice to talk to you as well. What is Interfaith?
So, Mark, Interfaith was a group of churches that came together many years ago. They were all were doing pantries and clothing closets and that. They got together as a committee and decided to not keep duplicating people going from place to place and to develop a one-stop shop agency where they could get clothing, food, toiletries, household items, whatever. And so that's what Interfaith started as, and it's continued to do that ever since, 37 years ago. And it's also added on a few things like free legal services, wood for heating in the winter. We do utility assistance. And we've also partnered with Salvation Army, and we do their service extension programs as well.
How important has Interfaith been to the community this year?
Well, I'll tell you what. We're seeing a huge surge in new clients of people who have been working and kind of been rough. It's been rough on them anyway. And then when they lose hours or they lose a job, it's become awful. And the other side of that is children are at home having to be homeschooled when school's not in session. And so there's just more of a need for food, and things like that. So Interfaith has stepped up. We have all the precautions in place, and they can get groceries now twice a month. And they can get clothing, jackets mainly, once a month. And they can see a legal lawyer anytime they make an appointment or they come in with that appointment. Or we can help them with other utility assistance anytime. They can call and come in anytime for that.
Tell me about the purchasing power Interfaith has with a cash donation.
With the cash donations, I'm telling you, we can double, triple, and we can extend it about seven times for what people are donating to us, in the fact that we can use it at the grocery stores, and they give us a huge discount when we buy their food. So it's worked beautifully. It's just a wonderful asset.
For those who have no idea where Stryker Court in Sonora is, can you explain that?
Yes. If you're going on to Tuolumne Road, heading towards Black Oak Casino from the junction, you'll go up about 2 miles, and you'll see the Cal Fire Station and Ambulance Company. You turn on to Stryker Court at that point, and it's only a one street turn. And then you'll wind to the back of the street buildings, and then back of that, there's another row of buildings. There's signs out there that will direct you. And it's a blue and white building, and it's big, and you'll see it right away as soon as you round the corner.
In addition to monetary donations, we're asking for new and slightly used coats. What is the need for this, Kathy?
You know what? We've done this. We can't have people coming in, so we have to be very careful in how we do this. So we are now allowing one person who needs clothing to come and get a couple of coats or a jacket or whatever they need. And already in the 2 days this month of December, on a Wednesday, we've given out over 200 jackets. And it's a huge, huge help for people that don't have to go buy one for their children or for themselves or for the homeless guys and gals, or people that are just on the edge. So it's our actual almost the whole time for jackets that we get is right about now. And it's an amazing, amazing thing to watch the people come streaming in with those jackets. And we can give them right out. So it's perfect. We have them all lined up in the lobby on racks. They can look at them and see that, and then they just have to go back outside the building again, though.
When is Interfaith open for those who need the services from Interfaith?
10 to 1, Monday through Friday. We will be open for jacket and cash drive drop-off Saturday from 9 to 1.
Then is there a telephone number for more information?
You bet. They can call 532-0905 and ask for me, Kathy.
And the Interfaith Cash and Coat Drive does continue. It runs through this Saturday, December 5th. You can take your cash donation and coat directly to Interfaith on Stryker Court in Sonora. Volunteers will greet you from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. I have that through Friday. Will they be there on Saturday, Kathy?
We will be there Saturday as well, because there's a number of people that work and they can't come during those times, so we are open on this Saturday for that.
Kathy Peacock, I always enjoy talking with you.
Well, it's always fun, Mark. Thanks for calling.